Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There will likely be no surprises tomorrow in Massachusetts on Election Day in the presidential race, as polls suggest voters here will side with the Democrat, in this case Joe Biden, for the ninth straight time. It's been decades since the outcome here was in serious doubt. For voters here, it can be hard to escape the feeling that their ballots are part of a foregone conclusion. But some have found a way around that as they've moved. This morning, WBUR's Kellen Borchers introduces us to a few Massachusetts expats who are voting this year in swing states.
Rohan Vahalia is a data scientist who grew up in Natick. He was job hunting in 2016, and when Donald Trump won, the progressive Vahalia took a pass on deep blue tech hubs like Boston and Silicon Valley. He wanted to live in a place where his vote in this election would feel more impactful.
I moved to Austin because of the 2016 election. The fact that, you know, the vote was pretty close in 2016 in Texas definitely convinced me that, like, moving to Austin would be worth it.
Texas may not be a perennial battleground, but Trump's single-digit win showed the state may no longer be the Republican stronghold it once was. In the current campaign, recent polls show the president leads Democrat Joe Biden there by just a few points. At 29, Vahalia sees himself contributing to a demographic shift in Texas that could change the electoral map.
The place is just getting younger, and the like constant influx of Latinx immigrants to the state. I mean, the tech cities, Austin and kind of Houston, are blowing up, and that's a lot of voters, so thought I'd be part of that.
For other voters, leaving Massachusetts means a chance to vote Republican and help keep a state red. 51-year-old Todd King is from Dracut, but now runs a trucking company in North Carolina.
I was a little fed up with the politics and looking for a lower cost of living and a better climate, so we moved here.
North Carolina has traditionally favored Republican presidential candidates, but Barack Obama won the state in 2008, and polls indicate Trump and Biden are in a dead heat. King is glad to be voting in a state that, unlike his native Massachusetts, could help propel the president to a second term.
I wish he would cancel his Twitter account, but other than the embarrassing tweets he sometimes gets himself into, I think he's done a great job.
Trump's re-election chances may hinge on whether he can hold on to states he flipped 4 years ago, places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. 31-year-old Nancy Dos Santos moved from Boston to Philadelphia in September, which didn't leave much time to register at her new address. But she hustled and voted by mail for Biden. Her ballot in Massachusetts might have simply padded her candidate's lead. In Pennsylvania, it could help tilt 20 electoral votes back to Democrats.
It does feel better, I guess, in some ways to know that my vote could contribute to a different outcome in the state.
Pennsylvania has added another Democratic voter in Swampscott native Griffin Wynn. And while it's exciting to vote in a battleground state, the 25-year-old writer isn't in a fighting mood. Wynn used to think of Massachusetts as a progressive haven while taking a dim view of states that supported Trump. But after living in one of those states,
I have such a more nuanced understanding of, quote, red states. Like, the wool has kind of been pulled from my eyes, and I don't see blue states as these, like, evolved places where there's no problems for anyone. And so that's really kind of made me look at red states differently, where it's like, I also don't see red states as like a monolith, I guess.
Wynn badly wants the president to lose, but it turns out leaving Massachusetts isn't all about adding more impact to your vote. Moving can also add to your appreciation of the whole country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.